Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Entine, and I'm here to speak to you about the week beginning Monday, August 5th, and ending on Sunday, August 11th. Now, this is our first week with Mercury retrograde. In the Eastern time zone, it went retrograde Monday at 12:56 a.m. And in last week's weekly astrology forecast, I did mention some things, which I will repeat here, about the fact that Mercury retrograded at 4 degrees of Virgo on that morning of the 5th. And it will actually go back into Leo on the 15th. And from there, back to 21 degrees of Leo. And then it will go direct on August 22nd at that degree. Up to speed on September 5th, into Virgo on September 9th, and passing the fourth degree of Virgo on September 13th. All right, so when we talk about speed, we can also look about how this retrograde is, you know, really coming off stationary, which is not moving at all. And that's for the roughest of the days. We've had that. The roughest of the days will happen again right before it goes direct on August 22nd. But the slowing down is a significance for the mind. I mean, you can think about that concept and you pretty much get what it means. It's just not working up to speed, right? So on the retrograde day, we can see that it will take, let's see how long it takes for us to get to a 1 degree a day retrograde motion. And we find that somewhere around the 15th of the month, okay? And so it is really a long time of slower retrograde as well. And so we must be more aware, if we can be, of, you know, what we're doing and what we're experiencing when we go out into the world, people also not knowing this and yet having their minds slowed down. We can see also that it might be a better thing with the mind slowed down and actually going backwards, not to try to take on new projects or launch something new. This would be, you know, a mistake. And even though we are coming off of a new moon and headed toward a full moon, which is good energy to begin to move toward something, if it's something you've already been working with, then great. You know, keep going and proceed as you would. But if it's something important, really important, that you might change your mind about after the direct cycle is in, and particularly as we're looking at it from a different position, perspective, it might be better to do research, do all those rewords, you know, and even that's a word, rewording. So, you know, make those your focus if you can. It's a wonderful time for spiritual work and meditation because the mind is internalized during the retrograde. All the planets, when they retrograde, have more of an inner effect than an outer effect. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's just knowing that this is the case so that you can use your tools in the way that works best. You know, people are always frantic about Mercury retrograde. And also, of course, if you are a Gemini or a Virgo, Virgo rising, Gemini rising, then you will feel this more so than those who don't have that as a chart ruler. But we all have Gemini and Virgo someplace in the birth chart, and the house that may be on the cusp of the house, that one will definitely experience some of that slowdown and rethink and redo. And so be, if you're not aware, if you can be aware of where that is in your chart, you will also have better preparation for the retrograde and know where your limitations are, where your strengths are in dealing with the matters of that house. All right? So, you know, it's a time to go back to things also that you have put on hold for other things. And, you know, return. And that's another interesting thing. You know, I've found that I frequently am traveling under a retrograde Mercury, which could cause difficulties. They've always said it, you know, luggage being lost and stuff. Well, now we have difficulties. I mean, but that's around the technological, you know, that whole system that we rely on so much. Isn't having happy days, lots of unhappy days. So this is really not necessarily the Mercury retrograde energy of things getting lost or you forget to take your ticket with you to the airport. I used to have a recurring dream about that. It was like, you know, my recurring nightmare. Or not having my passport with me for the international flight or something like that. So, yeah, Mercury retrograde. You could have some issues with it, but if you are traveling to a place you're returning to, it's interesting. That is also an easy flow. And the other thing is if you're going to a place that is a retreat, you know, or to do some research or anything that has to do with, you know, the interior aspect of the mind, then, you know, you should have an easy time. And that happens for me because frequently I am returning to a place I lived or I am going to study something and have, you know, kind of a retreat experience. So this is the Mercury retrograde talk for you today. It's also our first full week dealing with the Venus in Virgo, which we talked about last week. And the aspects come in for Venus in Virgo today. However, the moon is still in Leo, where we had our new moon, and it is moving into the square aspect to Uranus and Taurus. And that comes in at 11:16 a.m. on Monday the 5th. So this is really your first day of Mercury retrograde. You've got a moon squaring Uranus. Be aware and careful that morning if you're out and about. There may also be some news that may have to do with finance or children or real estate matters that makes you feel that you must change gears or do something different. And so there it is, but it's a stress aspect. It's a conflict, a values conflict, and better left alone if you can possibly do that. Moon enters Virgo, 5:17 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's all the time frames you'll be hearing. You have to convert for your location. The moon in Virgo is going to make the conjunction to Venus at 7:24 p.m. And this is probably going to be the best of the aspects you will have for the moon in Virgo for a while, because it's a tough ride with lots of other mutable signs, Gemini and Pisces, to go through. So the Venus conjunction is giving you a couple of hours of like mind about how things can be perfected. And so if you happen to be in conversation with someone and you need their support also, and maybe things about health or, you know, just cleaning, you know, finding products that can help you, that's when Moon will join Mercury retrograde exact at 1:19 a.m. So here you may be pondering some of those things. How is this working out for you? How did that seem to be? Maybe I should change the drawer and put something else in that one. You know, those are that's probably a more positive use of this time, is, you know, trying to reorganize and repair or things like that. Tuesday is a challenge because we've got the moon moving to square Mars in Gemini until 4:15 p.m. Now, I have seen a lot of despair and wailing already from Mars in Gemini. I mean, really intense conversations, both online and for things that have been happening for people that I know, actually. You know, getting into a situation where it's somebody being violently verbal, let's say. So we are coming into a moon now, coming square, the Mars in Gemini on Tuesday. So know this and be aware that the slightest criticism, and Moon in Virgo is, you know, in that feeling space of needing to perfect the surroundings, needing to feel that things are, in a sense, under control, which is more of a Scorpio energy, but more perfect, being perfectly done. And that's a, you know, difficult thing to keep to yourself when it's the moon, because it's an instinctive reaction. But boy, there will be some inflammatory responses. So if you can, be aware. And also, if you're in the Mars in Gemini, you know, you may be stimulated to be angry at somebody for some kind of a criticism instead of just letting it go and breathing. Breathing is good. And also the perfection of the hand-eye coordination. This is a tricky time for that. You know, I wouldn't be doing things that require that kind of energy because they can go amiss. And you need to be careful when you're using some sharp objects and things like that. Moon will square Jupiter in Gemini until 12:08 a.m. on Wednesday. And so that's like a Gemini square is going to be easier than the Mars square, but it is going to cause people to be excessive and Virgo moon to be disturbed by all of the wonderful Jupiterian expansion of ideas. And, you know, maybe we should do this and maybe we should go here and look, there's a that. And, you know, that doesn't work that well with the moon in Virgo. Moon in Virgo will oppose Saturn retrograde in Pisces until 5:44 a.m. on Wednesday morning. And that can be, you know, receiving the needy and feeling overburdened by that and other people's gloom and doom. For most of us, and over here in this country, it will be probably in dreams, which you may wake up with some somber thoughts and feelings of restriction. But the sun in Leo has a sparkling aspect of sextile to Jupiter in Gemini, 9:37 a.m. So that will lift up and you'll be feeling rather positive. Retrograde Mercury is joining Venus at 11:12 p.m., you know, another do-si-do. And this is, you know, probably very charming or pleasant in, again, the discussions. And meanwhile, the moon is having one more positive aspect, which is the trine to Uranus and Taurus until 11:27 p.m. Boy, Uranus is the holdout right now. You know, but, you know, it is going to be retrograding, but not until the 1st of September. So it's still a positive, it won't be shifting from what you thought trine. So you may be finding some really good ideas and good products and things that can help you with cleaning or office or work or, you know, organization in any way. So that is Wednesday. Pretty good. Once we get out of, you know, right after sunrise, I would say, in the Eastern time zone for sure, and elsewhere, on this side of the Atlantic. But that moon opposition to Saturn is at, you know, more like 10:44 a.m. in the UK. So they're already up. So you got to wait for that to go, and then you have a really positive flow. But after 11:27 p.m. Eastern Daylight, Moon will oppose retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 4:40 a.m. You know, roads can be very foggy or rainy or stuff like that. You may be coming into contact with infections or toxic substances. You're not getting cooperation in precision, that's for sure. And again, this might be a dream experience for you. Thursday, the moon enters Libra, air sign, and that's at 5:31 a.m., and it will trine retrograde Pluto at zero of Aquarius at 6:32 a.m. exact. So, you know, if you're up, you may be pondering change and how to balance this change and discussion, but this is also the August 8th, the 8-8 day, is Thursday. And this is the peak, this is the gate of Leo, 15 degrees. It started coming in on the evening of the 7th, the degree of 15 Leo. And this is the PowerPoint. And this is the old way of looking at the sky and seeing that this is the time of the Imbolc in the southern hemisphere and the Lunyasid and First Harvest Festival in the northern hemisphere. So this is where we're going to start moving into autumn, as the old calendar would have said, getting more perception of the lowering of the light time of day and moving further towards the angle of the sun shifting in our perception, creating different skies, different sunsets, etc. So that's one of the things about the 8-8 that's happening. But the moon in Libra is giving us a trine to Mars in Gemini for the whole day until 8:40 a.m. on Friday. So that's really going to be Libra to Gemini. This is a time to discuss and maybe have some great ideas about how to solve things or come to agreements in our personal life. Maybe we'll see that in the world somehow happening. But it's a good time to look for information also, or to be in productive communications. And if you're a writer, this is a great day for writing, particularly because Libra has an association with that. The word for book in Spanish is Libro. So, you know, this is balancing energy. You may be doing really well in the creative communications, wherever you may be doing that. So we get to Friday at 8:40 a.m. that trine comes in exact, and then the moon trines Jupiter in Gemini until 1:55 p.m. So it's a very positive response and optimism, you know, and goodwill is there, and that's, you know, something that we aren't seeing a lot of lately, so we'll be very happy to feel it. The moon will then sextile the sun in Leo until 5:45 p.m. Eastern Time, and that is the flow for Libra moon. It goes void of course then, so we stay in the energy of the sextile to the sun. And so Friday is another extremely positive day. It moves through most of Saturday this way too, because the moon is void of course until the moon enters Scorpio at 6:34 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Saturday. Now, we have a square coming to retrograde Pluto in Aquarius until 7:27 p.m. So there can be some difficulties, challenges. And then, however, we will have a Scorpio moon sextile retrograde Mercury in Virgo until 11:42 p.m. So this is going to somehow clear up, and something's going to be remembered, or some way to make it happen is going to shine through, let's say. And so it's just that period between 6:30 and close to 8 where there can be some struggles that take place. We are moving from 11:42 p.m. to 10:40 a.m. in the moon sextile Virgo energy. Venus and Virgo, sorry, forgot to tell you the planet. Very important, because it is going to be a very congenial experience. And these two, Moon and Venus, get along well, but so do Scorpio and Virgo, and things are going to be under control for sure. And there are going to be two people who really know how to make sure that happens. That'll be there in the morning on Sunday, the 11th, for the time zone of Eastern Daylight Time. So this is a congenial and helpful and successful combination. Moon in Scorpio will trine retrograde Saturn in Pisces, and that won't come in until 6:29 a.m. on Monday the 12th. I believe Monday the 12th is the day that the Democratic convention starts. I didn't write it down in my book, so I don't really remember, but I think that's true. And so we'll be moving out of this whole week. We've been in the first quarter phase of the lunar cycle, so we've been also looking at planting seeds, but hopefully the idea of the seeds were there before Mercury retrograde. So we've been kind of maybe tending to that, those tasks and those goals. Next week, we are going to have another week without a lunar event, because the full moon does not arrive until Monday, the 19th. But we are coming into it. We will be in the second quarter phase, which is moving towards our goals with the desire to fertilize them, seeds, and also get all the tools and information we need and all the actions taken to make a success of it at the harvest of the full moon on Monday. But we're going to be speaking about an accident, an aspect. Oh, that's, you know, one of the things people are worrying about with the Mars conjunction to Jupiter next week, and then Mars squaring Saturn. So that's really what we'll be talking about, because the planets will also have one shift we'll talk about, which is Mercury retrograding back into Leo. And that will be a week with, you know, planetary aspects. But the lunar event, yes. So we'll be hearing about that if you're getting the weekly astrology forecast, because you've signed up for the blog on my website, shellyantine.com, you will have that information in your email on Sunday the 18th. and there will be a podcast. Don't know yet whether it's going to be about all of the week, including the full moon, or if the full moon is going to have its own. But I'll know that as soon as I record, because I will record the full moon first. So it'll be at the top of the weekly astrology forecast for the week after, beginning on the 19th. All right, well, I hope you're all having a good summer so far and moving into the autumn energies, and that you'll do all right with those aspects for the week we just discussed, and I'll say goodbye for now.